the hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, September 16th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. Usually in this spot, we get 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wiltfong. We are unable to get him this morning because Steve is flying back from New Orleans. He was down there doing a story on Arch Manning, son of Cooper, quarterback of the future for somebody. So we dipped back into the salary cap and got the dean of Ohio State recruiting, Bill Kerlick. William, how goes it?
Good morning, Dan. Going well. Beautiful day up here in Columbus. Sun is out. Let's talk.
We will get to a variety of topics, recruiting related, maybe even a few current events related. But let's start with that, Bill. Arch Manning, perhaps the only prep quarterback that ever has a chance to be more well-known than Quinn Ewers, thanks to his Kennedy family head start there. We were talking a little bit before the show. Steve told me, as I spoke to him for a brief minute this morning, that Arch did not talk about Ohio State while he was down there. You told me that's not much of a surprise.
No, I really just never felt like that he was likely to end up at Ohio State. You know, you look at the schools that he is most often consistently mentioned, and they pretty much are all in the South. And obviously the family has a lot of roots in the South, to say the least. I just never felt like he was really going to seriously entertain leaving the South. And I still don't feel that way. So, you know, Ohio State is at the pinnacle when it comes to recruiting quarterbacks with what they've done the last few years, and they'll continue to recruit great quarterbacks. I just never felt he was going to be the guy that ended up at Ohio State.
Let's hope he follows in the footsteps of his father, uncle, grandfather, and goes to Ole Miss, or his other uncle and goes to Tennessee. We do not want to see him blaze a trail at either Alabama, Georgia, or Clemson. Here's a guy we expect and hope will blaze a trail from Florida to Ohio, and that is class of 2023 linebacker Troy Bowles, arguably the top defensive player on their board. He is headed here this weekend for a visit, which I find interesting because last weekend was kind of the marquee game. This weekend he'll be here for the Tulsa game. There aren't many other recruits coming in, at least ones with a similar profile. Bill, I think it's fair to assume Troy Bowles is going to get the red carpet treatment.
Without a doubt. You know, he was not going to be able to come to the Ohio State-Oregon game. That was kind of obvious for a little bit because of his schedule. So what they were then doing was looking at two games that he could possibly make it to. Those weren't exactly big name games. The two that I was being told that he was likely to make it to, one of the two, were either the Tulsa or the Akron game. And as I posted, I think it was last Saturday, maybe it was last weekend, was that, you know, we had found out that he was indeed going to be at the Ohio State Tulsa game this week. Now, obviously, you think, oh, you know, why this game? Why not a bigger game? Well, the most important point is he's going to be here. He's going to make that visit. He's going to be here this weekend, and he is going to get the red carpet treatment. And I've said for quite some time that this is where they're going to really start making their push to land Bowles. They've been recruiting him. Obviously, you know, he's the top of the board guy. they're recruiting him as a will or middle linebacker, more so the will linebacker. They put their playmaker there and he's a playmaker. This is where they really start to make their push. They get him on campus again. He's been at Ohio State. He was here in June when the Buckeyes were holding their camps. But this is where they start really going all in. Al Washington has been staying in contact with him, let's just say often, very often. And now they go for it. That's not to say that I think he's going to commit this weekend. Things aren't going to happen that quick, but this is where they can really start making their push, and it's going to be a very important weekend for him to be on campus at Ohio State.
Bill, there's no such thing as a perfect recruit. I get that. But when you take into account Troy Bowles, the needs of Ohio State, and then add in the fact that his father is considered like a preeminent defensive genius, man, that is a combination. I asked you, because if you look at Bowles, he hasn't totally filled out yet. I thought he might be being recruited for the bullet. You said no, he's a will or middle guy, and that the will is where they recruit their best guys.
Yeah, they're recruiting him first as a will linebacker, could play middle linebacker, and you know, he's the guy that makes plays, and he's a guy that you know, he's a difference maker, and obviously, you know, the linebacker room. You want a great, great player in this class at that position, and he's at the top of the board.
We will keep a heavy eye on that. And like I said, with not a lot of other recruits coming in this weekend, I'm not going to say he's going to be carried into the game, but he should have at least several assistant coaches making sure he's well fed. Let's get to another guy. You have a crystal ball on Troy Bowles, which made us feel great. I said to you before the show also, it is very rare when Steve Wolfong and Bill Kerlick put in a crystal ball for a guy and he does not end up at Ohio State. However, it does appear that Oklahoma defensive tackle Chris McClellan will fall into that category. When we first started discussing him, I was always alarmed that a prospect of this ilk from that state would want Ohio State on his list. Apparently, Oklahoma slow played him at the beginning, and that had a negative effect. They cranked it up. And now it's having a positive effect. Bill, has the ship sailed away from Chris McClellan coming to Columbus?
Well, I no longer think he's going to end up at, is likely to end up at Ohio State. I think he's going to most very likely end up at Oklahoma. They are, as you mentioned, they're putting the press on him now. And he's got a lot of friends that that are big time type prospects or great prospects. They're going to Oklahoma. He knows guys there, and there's a lot of pressure on him to go to Oklahoma. Now, if he doesn't, he'll be kind of the only one in the group that doesn't end up going to Oklahoma. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think that he's now very likely to end up at Oklahoma. You know, we'll see. It's not a done deal that he's going there. In fact, he's looking at a couple other visits now too, but I think all said and done, you know, that's probably where he's going to end up.
That's a bummer. He's a big time prospect. The other defensive tackle that's come up a lot recently and said he is down to two after a visit to Ohio State this weekend is Kristen Miller. He's a Georgia native. He still has a Georgia visit on the list. I'm not going to guarantee it, but my guess is Kristen Miller plays his college football in Athens. Georgia, by the way, not OU.
Kristen Miller has got a tremendous personality, and he loves the recruiting process. He's great at it. You know, he's the kind of guy that one of these days down the road, he could be on the games doing NFL games. He could be another Randy Moss or whatever. He's just a very outgoing guy. There were a lot of talk that he was going to end up at USC after he made his official visit there. And part of that is that, you know, he just seems like a USC Southern California type guy, but you know, I never really bought that talk. I never thought that in the end he was going to end up at USC. And I mentioned that a number of times on things I wrote. I just probably, you know, I thought that he probably wouldn't end up at USC, even though there were crystal balls for him. I really felt like in the end, it would come down to Georgia or Ohio State, and which school ended up going all in and really pushing for his services and all, that he would end up at one of the two. And then as I talked to him on Sunday, right after he got off the plane back in Georgia from his official visit to Ohio State, lo and behold, he said, Bill, it's down to two schools. It's Georgia or Ohio State. He does have an official visit scheduled to Oregon. He's not going to end up there. You know, and he has emphasized that his last official visit will be to Georgia. Right now, I think if I was going to put a crystal ball pick on in based on where things are right now, I would put in one for Ohio State. He's made that official visit. It went really, really well, and he likes Ohio State a lot. However, that Georgia official visit at the end worries me a lot from an Ohio State standpoint, that they are getting the last shot. I think that you know, gives them the advantage. Doesn't guarantee he's going to end up in Georgia. No. You know, Antoine Jackson is a good friend of his, of course, plays for Ohio State. So Ohio State's got a shot at this one. But again, that Georgia visit at the end is got to be worrisome for Ohio State.
Vegas odds are not in Ohio State's favor. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk about other prospects that could be shaking loose.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
All right, Bill, we are back. Much publicized early this week, the University of Southern California Trojans fired Clay Helton. They have several big-time recruits in the fold. The phone started ringing. We know Ohio State reached out to Michael Williams, defensive end out of Georgia. His father was quoted as saying, "We'd be crazy not to look at Ohio State now." Is there anyone else from the USC fold you think this could affect when it comes to Ohio State? And by that, I mean Zion Branch.
Well, I think in the case of Zion Branch, we're going to have to wait and see what happens at USC. I still like Ohio State's chances there. Some people were jumping on the board with him for USC, and that wasn't out of the question. He does like USC, but I think a lot of it will depend on who USC hires. I think he'll take a close look at that situation. If they hire somebody that he really likes and, you know, that he thinks is going to turn that program around, then I think that really, obviously, the change of coaches in that case would help USC's chances. On the other hand, if a hire is not someone of that ilk, then I think it really helps Ohio State's chances. Right now, I still like Ohio State, but I want to see who USC hires.
Michael Williams, any thoughts?
Michael Williams, I think, he's a kid that Ohio State offered early. So obviously they have liked him for some time. As we know, he committed to USC. And as you mentioned, Dan, you know, his father's mentioned Ohio State and taking a look at Ohio State. So I think guy is going to be in contention. I think it's just a little bit too early right now to say exactly where in contention they are. I think the proof will be, does he end up visiting Ohio State? And if he does, and Ohio State pushes for his services, then I think that they could be a player. But right now, it's just too early. And right now, the linemen on the board, there are at least three of them that Ohio State has a realistic chance to land that they really like a lot, those being Hero Canoe, who right now I think Ohio State leads for, Caden Curry, who I think right now Ohio State leads for, and then, as we mentioned before, Kristen Miller, who's going to end up at Ohio State or Georgia. So those three right now would be ahead of Michael Williams on the board, but we'll see what happens with those three and if Williams ends up visiting Ohio State or not.
Would you be satisfied with a Canoe, Curry, Hall up front in the middle?
Oh, I think that'd be fantastic for Ohio State. Hero Canoe is a tremendous prospect. Curry, I like a lot. If they end up with those two, I think Buckeye fans should be very, very happy.
Bill, let's talk quarterbacks. Much publicized when things went down recently with Drew Aller, the quarterback out of Medina, received an Ohio State offer. He is committed to Penn State. Mike Yurcich, by the way, Euclid native and the Penn State QB coach. What do you make of the offer now that it's been out there for a little bit? There's been some chatter that he really isn't considering Ohio State.
Well, when it first, when the offer first happened, and well, let me go back. When Corey Dennis ended up going to his game before Ohio State had offered, you know, I said, that's going to be a really hard one to flip, that I really have my doubts as to whether he will flip. Then Ohio State offered him, and I just continued to feel the same way. I think that, you know, I never like to count out Corey Dennis and Ryan Day with quarterbacks. They're just too good at what they do. But in this case, I think the deck was heavily stacked against them from the beginning in being able to flip him, and I still feel that way. I just think that he's going to – unless something drastic changes, which I don't really expect to happen, I think he's going to sign with Penn State.
All right, let's play this out hypothetically and tie it back in with our last two topics. What if James Franklin goes to USC?
Then I think that Ohio State would probably ramp up their efforts with Drew. You know, we'll see what that happens. But again, that, like I said, unless something drastic happens, and that would be something drastic, Franklin leaving Penn State.
It would be. It's a giant game of dominoes in recruiting, and we are here to play it. That's why we had the Dean on here. We appreciate him filling in for Steve Wolfong. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.